Surprise!
Do you remember, Lucy, start of the year, or at the Christmas time, we recorded some jingles?
Yes.
For my thing. Do you remember what it was for?
The... Oh, David Stilley.
You probably hear people talking about it on the street quite a lot, don't you? Because it's quite famous.
No.
David Stilley.
Digital... Oh, yeah. David Stilley, Digital Dollop.
That's right. Well, so the idea was, if you remember, the idea was the challenge was to write a blog every single day of the year. Consecutively, which obviously has happened. Which is why the world is such a better place. Have you not noticed when you walk down the street that people are smiling more?
No. I don't really go on the streets.
On the streets? She's not part of that. She's not on the mean streets yet. We are now 100 days into the year. So that's 100 consecutive vlogs. Now,
happy 100th.
Thank you. And now we intimated about some of the blogs that you listen to, because you listen to like video blogs and stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
So what kind of thing do you, because if I wanted to get like a younger audience, I'm not, I don't, because you're stupid, you lot. But if I wanted to get some children, what kind of thing would I do to get to your market? What kind of thing? Because at the moment I'm talking about kind of politics and my kettle.
What kind of thing
would you want? What kind of thing should I be talking
you
about?
You would have to talk about popular stuff, like popular songs.
I can't, I do talk about me quite a lot. Is that
no,
what you mean?
No.
I'm quite popular.
Well, no. 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 And you would have songs. To...
We do talk about songs. I talked about Pharrell Williams, Happy, because he says, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say, and then he sings, sunshine's here, it's time to take a break, which isn't that crazy, is it? I think you could think of a crazier thing than sunshine's here, let's take a break. So I'm going to give you a challenge now. Ready? It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Nine cats are raiding the world away.
Nine cats are raiding the world away.
And it's pooping rainbows in space.
But to be honest, if Pharrell Williams went, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say, cats are pooping rainbows, then I would have said it, but it's not. Sunshine's here, let's take it. So that's the kind of thing. Anyway, what kind of subjects then? Popular songs?
Apps. You would have to prank people.
Prank people?
Yeah, prank like,
Okay, how about this? Hang on. Someone's on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
There's been a terrible accident at your home. Your mother has died.
Well, my mum's at home and I'll text her to show you.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not very good at the pranking. Oh.
Hello?
Hello. 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 This is your headmaster. Why aren't you in school? You should be in school. Why aren't you in school?
It's Easter break.
No, it's not. You should be in school.
It's a Saturday.
I pranked you! It's not really the headmaster! It's me, David Eagle!
I know, because he's...
From David's Daily Digital Dollop! Thank you! We'll be back with another prank another time. So that would go down well, wouldn't it? Do you think, would you share that with your friends now? You know, that would go viral, wouldn't it?
No.
Okay, should we move on to jingle? David's Daily Digital Dollop jingle. Okay?
Go on.
There we go.
You start.
I'll start. Give me a D.
D.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a G.
G.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me a T.
T.
Give me an A.
A.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me a D.
D.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me an L.
L.
Give me an L-O-P.
L-O-P.
It's Daily Digital
Dollop.
Oh. Thank you. There we are. It was good, that one. I think you'll agree, ladies and gentlemen. That took quite a lot of time. Script. See how we get on tomorrow with another one. We're not writing these down. These are ad-libbed. David's Daily Digital Dollop 101. Remembering Mrs. Jenkins. It is 11:25. There is only 35 minutes to record this dollop and to upload it. And I have to upload it on my friend Phil's laptop because he doesn't know the Wi-Fi password, which means I'm going to install the FTP software. So this is really... I shouldn't explain this to you because this is taking up even more time now. I have 35 minutes to do this. This challenge could end here. But I don't know why I'm building any suspense, because if you're listening to this and it's 5 to 12, then you already know it. If I've ruined the challenge, if I destroy the challenge because I've spent all this time, maybe it's like 5 minutes past 12, the challenge is over, and you think, well, you're an idiot. Why are you saying all this? The challenge would have happened if it hadn't been for this bit. So I'm going to stop talking. I've come back home to Hartlepool for a couple of days to see the family. Yesterday's dollop was released at 11:35 p.m. with only 25 minutes to spare. Well, it's 11:30 now, and I haven't even uploaded it yet, so it's playing Dicing with Death even more today. The reason for this was because I spent most of the day playing with children. I am aware of the many comic avenues that I could potentially take that last sentence, but predictable punchlines don't fall under the remit of David's Daily Digital Dollop, which is all about reaching new ground, breaking new ground indeed, and exploring new comic frontiers. So, when I say I was playing with children for most of the day, I am referring to the children that belong to my family. And there was nothing sinister going on, and I'm not even going to pretend fleetingly that there was for comic effect. Okay? So I think we've dealt with that now. Feel free to insert your own punchline, though, if you think it'll be funny. Don't worry, I don't intend to analyse every sentence in this much detail. If you were listening to the audio version of this dollop, then you'll have just heard my 11-year-old niece, Lucy, who appeared in the first few audio dollops. We did another batch of dollop jingles yesterday, which I'll be starting the dollops with over the week. We agreed to record some more jingles in 100 days' time, but there is, of course, the possibility that in 100 days' time, she will feel that such exploits are the height of immaturity and far too childish and way beneath her, which would be sad and disconcerting for two reasons. Firstly, it's scary for me to consider how I have known Lucy since she was mere days old, and seeing someone grow up at what seems to me to be a terrifyingly quick pace is a stark reminder of the rapid passage of time. When Lucy was born, I was at university. It will be also yet another reminder of my refusal to grow up and take life seriously. I don't necessarily crave marriage and children. There is a strong possibility that she will have kids and be married before me, which I think might force me into a situation where I have to start taking a look at my life and re-evaluating things. She is 11 now. She could have a child in 5 or 6 years. In fact, she's living in Hartlepool, the teenage pregnancy capital of Britain, so let's knock that down a few years. 3 years. I think going home always surfaces, resurfaces, dear, dear. I think going home always resurfaces these kinds of thoughts about the passage of time. It doesn't help when my dad and his fiancée Irene seem to enjoy talking about death so much. One of the first things that they told me upon entering the house was that they were both sorting out their wills. The next conversation that immediately followed this between me and my dad was a very familiar one, because we've had this same conversation rather a lot. It starts with my dad saying something like, "I was in church last Sunday and I heard about Mrs. Jenkins. Remember Mrs. Jenkins?" "No, I don't think so." "Oh, you do. She went to our church, Mrs. Jenkins." "I haven't been to church for ages, since like early teens." My dad will persist, though, despite me telling him that I've absolutely no idea who Mrs. Jenkins is. "Yeah, she used to give you sweets after Mass. Mrs. Jenkins." "No, I don't remember. I don't remember Mrs. Jenkins in the slightest." "You do, Mrs. Jenkins. She used to nurse you on her knee if you started crying in church. And you used to immediately calm down." "No, I think it's highly unlikely that I'm going to remember that because I was a baby. Unless you're about to attempt another obvious punchline about it only being 5 years ago when I was crying in church. In which case, be warned, Dad, that I'm definitely not going to include this conversation in the dollop. Certainly not that punchline. As I said earlier, or at least as I will have said earlier once I write this thing, this dollop is about breaking new ground and crossing new comic frontiers. She was one of the helpers at Sunday school who used to read the stories. Because obviously you couldn't see them to read, so she used to read them out to you, Mrs. Jenkins. The conversation continued like this and gradually started to get a vague memory of Mrs. Jenkins. My dad continued, "She used to make the cakes for the church fetes, and they were always your favourites, and you used to insist on going to visit her stall first, remember?" "Oh yeah, you know, actually, I am starting to remember now, Mrs. Jenkins. Yeah, Mrs. Jenkins, you know, she used to enjoy the music, so she gave you a toy keyboard to play with, and said that you could take it home with you. It was your very first keyboard. Mrs. Jenkins gave you that, remember?" "Oh yeah, of course. Oh my God, Mrs. Jenkins. Oh, lovely old Mrs. Jenkins. Oh, she was great. I can't believe that I've forgotten all about Mrs. Jenkins. Oh, how is she? I should visit her and thank her for everything. Does she still live around here? She was absolutely lovely, wasn't she, Mrs. Jenkins? I forgot all about her. How is she? She's dead. She died last week. That's why I'm mentioning her. Brilliant. So I've just become reacquainted with a long-lost friend who I'm suddenly filled with so much love and appreciation for, only to immediately have her cruelly taken away from me. Forever. And that'll have to do for this dollop, because it's 11:20. Actually, it's not 11:20. It's
23:33.
It's 33 minutes past 11. So I really must go. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.